Why would they have made a conscious decision not to go after bankers if they had the authority and they had the law behind them and they could have turned whistleblowers and turned people up until they got a major banker or two or three?
So there are a couple of things. One, of course, the leading contributors of both of the largest political parties in the United States are big finance. And in particular, the only reason President Obama is President Obama is the ability to win the Democratic nomination, which is in a major upset, as you recall, and he was able to outraise Hillary Clinton, who is a historic friend of the banks. So there's that. Second thing is what people don't understand, of course, is that banks don't make criminal referrals against their own CEOs. Those criminal referrals can only come from the banking regulatory agencies. In the savings and loan crisis, which was less than 1/100th the size of this crisis, our agency made over 30,000 criminal referrals. That same agency in this massively greater crisis made zero criminal referrals. And it did so because under the Bush administration, they eliminated the criminal referral process. Wow. Now, obviously, they're responsible for that. But Eric Holder could have reestablished the criminal referral process with one email to the regulatory agencies, and he's failed to do so despite very substantial criticism from people like me.